The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tafchof Talad. The Gemara over here brings a machloikis tanoim. Tanya, plimoy oimer. Bizmanoi, if the Aden see the moon and they come to Bezdin on the 30th day of the month, and Bezdin decides that that's the day that should be Rish Chodesh, ain't Mekadshin Oisei. They're not Mekadish the Chodesh. That means the month could be established without Bezdin saying Mekudish Mekudish. Shalei Bizmanoi, but if they come on the 31st day, which is considered not the optimal zman for Kiddush HaChodesh, Mikach and Oisai, then they have to say Mekudosh. They have to pronounce the month Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Blessed Reb Shimon Oimer, Blessed Reb Shimon says, Benkech Ho Benkech Ein Mikach and Oisai. We're not Mikadesh, and he dashes the Pasuk, Shnemer Kiddush to Mishnas HaChamish. So the Gemara over here brings the opinion of Reb Blessed Reb Shimon that this that we call the mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, is technically not correct according to this opinion. Because even though the Mishnah later on, at the beginning of the third parak, says, and the Mishnah following, the Mishnah says that we say, the Bezdin says, Mekudosh HaChodesh, that the month is sanctified. But technically speaking, the Bezdin does not have to say Mekudosh HaChodesh. It's not necessary for them to say it according to Elazar Reb Shimon, and according to Plimoy, sometimes it is necessary, sometimes it's not necessary. And the Mishnah over here also brings the opinion of Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, who says that Krakichu Shemayim, that you only have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh when the Eidim come on the 30th day, not when they come on the 31st day. So, if they're not Mekadosh HaChodesh, what happens? So Bezdin has to agree that the Eidus, the testimony of the witnesses, is valid, but it's not necessary for them to actually proclaim Mekudosh HaChodesh, that the month is Mekudosh, that the Rish Chodesh is Mekudosh. The Ramban in Asagos, where he disagrees with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSei, Kuf Nun Gimel, the Ramban brings down this Gemara. Why does the Ramban need to bring down this Gemara? The Ramban says, you see from this Gemara that Kiddush HaChodesh, the actual Mekudosh, saying Mekudosh, is not Ma'akif. That means even the, quite possibly, it's not clear from the Ramban if the Ramban means to say that even the Chacham who disagree with Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik and with all these opinions hold that it's not necessary to say Mekudosh. And technically speaking, all you need is Haskamas Bezdin. Bezdin has to agree that the month should have a certain number of days. Or it could be he's saying that we actually paskin like one of these shittas. It sounds more like the second side, that he's paskining like the opinion of Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, or Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. It's not clear exactly which one he is paskining like. He quotes both shittas, the shita of Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, or Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. In any event, the Ramban says, you see from here that Kiddush HaChodesh is not Ma'akif. It's not necessary for Bezdin to say Mekudosh HaChodesh. It's only necessary for them to agree. The Ramban says they have to have a Haskamas Bezdin. How many days should this month contain? Should this month contain either 29 days, or should this month contain 30 days? Why is this so important to the Ramban? Because the Ramban over there is addressing a very fundamental question. We know the Mishnah over here, and we know in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, during the Tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash and afterwards in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Tanoim HaMiroim, that the way they established Rish Chodesh was according to the Bezdin, the witnesses came to Bezdin, and if they saw the new moon, they made that day Rish Chodesh. If not, the next day was Rish Chodesh. Today, we do not establish the months and the years based on this system. We don't do that at all. We have a fixed calendar system. And we have a calendar, and the calendar says exactly how many days should be in this month, how many days should be in the next month, and we don't rely on the Bezdin at all. And the question is, how exactly did this come about, and how can this possibly work? If the Mishnayos and the Gemara say clearly that you have to have a Kiddush HaChodesh in order for the calendar to take effect, so how could we have a fixed calendar? How is it actually possible? So the Rambam has his opinion. He states over there in Mitzvah Seh in Kufn Gimel, hopefully we'll discuss on the next daf on Daf Chafei. However, the Ramban says he disagrees with the Rambam's Nahalich, and he has a different opinion. Says the Ramban, he says, technically speaking, there's no way out. Every single month of every single year always needs a Kiddush HaChodesh. It always needs some sort of sanctification by the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, whichever Bezdin is in charge at whatever point in time in charge of establishing the months. However, says the Ramban says that it's not necessary for the Bezdin to establish the day, what day Rosh Chodesh is, if it's day 30 of the month, or day 31 of the month. They do not need to establish that on the actual day. That means they don't have to wait till the 30th day of the month and then start thinking, well, should today be Rosh Chodesh? Or should today not be Rosh Chodesh? Now, if they want the witnesses to come testify, so obviously the witnesses can only testify on day 30 or day 31 because they can't see the new moon. However, everyone agrees, the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that it is possible to establish the month without the testimony of witnesses. The Gemara says early, it's a mitzvah l'kadosh al piriyah. There's a special mitzvah that the month should be established according to witnesses. But it's not ma'akif. It's not necessary to establish the month. Bezdin can make a cheshbon. They can make a calculation exactly when the new moon will appear. And based on that calculation, whether the new moon should appear on the 30th day of the month or the 31st day of the month, Bezdin will decide that, this month should have 30 days, this one should have 29 days. So the Ramban says, since it's very possible for Bezdin to establish the number of days in the month based on a cheshbon, based on a calculation, and the witnesses are not ma'akev, the witnesses are not necessary for the establishment of the month, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchilo, therefore, says the Ramban, it's possible to establish the month in advance. And the Ramban says that's actually what happened. The Ramban says that at the end of the Tkufa, the end of the time of the Chacham Vamiroim, there was a Nasi whose name was Reb Hillel, was the descendant of the Nasiim, of the famous Hillel that's mentioned in the Mishnayos. And this Reb Hillel established a fixed calendar. How was he able to establish a fixed calendar? Because he made a calculation for every month by month. He says, Ad Bias Ad Goyel, until Mashiach comes, whenever that will be. And he established every month, every single month of the year, they established whether it should be a chaser, it should be 29 days, or if it should be 30 days. And therefore they can establish those months in advance. That's the opinion of the Ramban. And therefore, that's why we can have today a fixed calendar. Because the calendar technically doesn't have to be fixed. It's not allowed to be fixed. It has to be performed, it has to be made by the Bezdin, but Bezdin can decide if they would like to establish a fixed calendar and establish for a certain amount of time, in this case, until Bias Goyel, they can establish all the Rosh Chodesh and all the months of the year, how many days they will have. That is the side of the Ramban. Now the Ramban says, after he brings down this his opinion, this explanation, the Ramban says that Kiddush HaChodesh is not ma'akif. It seems that the Ramban is saying that if I would paskin that Kiddush HaChodesh is ma'akif, and it's necessary for Bezdin to say Mekudush HaChodesh, that this month is Mekudush, so if it's necessary for Bezdin to say Mekudush HaChodesh, then the only time they can say Mekudush HaChodesh is on the actual day of Rosh Chodesh. So then, the actual month would not become, the actual day would not become Rosh Chodesh until they said Mekudush on that day. It wouldn't be possible to establish the month in advance, the way Rav Hill did it. However, says the Ramban, since we see from our Gemara over here that Kiddush HaChodesh is not Na'akev, and all you need is a Haskamas Bezdin, Bezdin has to agree according to the calculation of what day Rosh Chodesh should be. So therefore, it was possible for Reb Hillel to establish the calendar the way we have it today. An interesting note, the Ramban says that it would seem that there's a Mefurash Gemara in Sanhedrin not like this Yisoid. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Adaf Yud Beis, that you're not allowed to establish what day Rosh Hashanah or a day Rosh Chodesh will be, or whether the coming year will be a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to do it. You can only do it bizmanai. So Ramban says, oh, you see from the Gemara, that you can only establish the months and the years bizmanam in the right time, so how is it possible for Rav Hillel to do that beforehand? So Ramban says, it must be, the only answer that we can say is that Gemara is saying a mitzvah lechatchilo, and it's not a deraisa even, it's only a derabbanan, that not to establish the months before that actual month comes. And the Ramban says the reason why the Chacham said not to do that is because if they will establish the months too early before Rosh Hashanah of that year, people will forget exactly what Bezdin decided. Bezdin already decided, and they can't change their mind and decide something else afterwards because it's already fixed. And people will forget exactly when it was, and they're not going to remember. They're not going to keep the months properly. They're not going to know what day is Rosh Chodesh, whether it's supposed to be a leap year or not supposed to be a leap year. So therefore, the Gemara says it's better not to establish the months and the years until the actual time comes. However, the Ramban says that's only true when it'll be possible to establish the months according to a Bezdin later on. But at this time period, in the time of Rav Hillel decided that it was better to establish the months in advance. Why? Because the Ramban says that Rav Hillel saw that the Bezdin that would have the authority and the Bezdin that would have the ability and the knowledge to establish the months was most likely not going to stick around. That type of Talmud Chacham or that type of Bezdin would not continue to exist in the future after his time. And therefore he said we would much rather establish the months in advance and set up an easy system how people will be able to figure it out amongst themselves with a fixed calendar system that we have today, because if we wait any longer, then you're not going to have any Bezdin at all, and then you won't be able to establish any months. So therefore, Rav Hillel decided that this system was a much better idea to establish the months in advance, and in such a situation, the Chachamim would allow him, there wouldn't be an Isser D'Rabbanon to establish the months and the years in advance.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.